Stormlake Radio, a chance now for myself, Ryan Thompson, to catch up with OABCIG wrestling coach Randy Neiman. Randy, thanks a lot for your time. Let's start from the beginning, going 4-0 in matches in your first two meets. Good way to start.
Hey, we're happy with it, Ryan. It's always always nice. Doesn't matter who you wrestle to get that those victories.
And last Saturday, you were in Manson at the Doug Wood Invitational, and a few of your individuals had a successful day there.
Yes, it was a nice day. Seven of our wrestlers were in the finals, and we won five individual titles. It's really hard to beat that.
Two seniors on the squad this year.
Yes, just two. But Adam Grody, who's been a four-year letter winner for us, is at 170 right now. Just an amazing athlete, just a wonderful young man. And then Jaron McKibben, who has been a four-year starter for us at heavyweight. I believe he's been a 285-pounder all his career, and had a big win on Saturday, avenging an earlier loss to Evan Else from Ridgeview, who's always tough. So it was a good start for him. Both of them are, 1-7-1. The other one is 8-0 on the season.
And Curtis Krager is a junior now, two-time defending a state qualifier, and I know poised to do some more great things.
Yes, you know, Ryan, he was a place winner last year at 106, mm-hmm. Place six there, and he has just really taken his game up to the next level. It's really fun to watch him, a very explosive wrestler, going to put points on the board and always looking for the fall.
I'm sure special to start coaching your son this year at the varsity level as Jake is coming in as a freshman.
Well, special is one way you would describe it, but it is nice. It's fun. I've missed a lot of his wrestling because his mother would take him on Saturdays while I had the varsity team somewhere. Mm-hmm. So he's been well-traveled in his wrestling experience, and yes, it's great to have him in the lineup, and he's a very strong six-pounder.
Well, you'll be side-by-side for the wrestling trips now going forward, and let's go through the rest of the roster.
Well, we still have the brothers Anderson, twin brothers Tyler and Blake Anderson, very, very good. One at one going to 195. He's been wrestling 224th, and the other one at 182. That rounds up our junior class when you add Isaac Enderlot in there. And then we've got Ethan Mortensen and Devin Berenson as sophomores. And then we've got a small group, but a solid group of freshmen also in there. Oh, I forgot one sophomore.
All right.
sorry about that. Dylan Hemer at 120, and he also won a title at the Manson Northwest at the Doug Wood Invitational. So we have a good start to our dual team at 106, 113, and 120 with Dylan Hemer in there.
And we're airing this as well on Thursday night during your basketball games, and you're at Kingsley Pearson, West Monona there too. Talk about the competition you'll be faced with.
Well, you know, Kingsley has been challenged the last few years. They don't have a lot of upperclassmen in their lineup, and West Monona is just the opposite. I believe they have nine seniors in the lineup, and they're going to really give us some fits. We do have one wrestler out this week, so it'll make it a little more of a challenge for us to put points on the board. We count on the upperclassmen to put people on their backs and to score points and get falls for us. So, you know, where we're sitting right now as a dual team, every duel is a challenge for us. And we're just happy to be 4-0 right now.
And Saturday up in Emmitsburg, that's always a good test.
Oh, it's a challenge. It's always been a great tournament, and as we go up there this year, the two marquee names as far as teams are would be Lake Mills, who I believe is ranked in the top three in 1A, and then Hastings, Minnesota, who is a suburb up there in the Twin Cities, has a school that's their high school's probably larger than Ida Grove almost, you know, as far as population goes. So it is a challenge up there at the Bob Rother in Emmitsburg. So we will get tested there, and that's nice because the following weekend we go down to Southeast Polk. So there's no hiding in our schedule.
And you like it that way. OABCIG wrestling coach Randy Neiman, thanks a lot for the visit, coach. Probably be talking to you again down the road. Appreciate it, and all the best.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Ryan.